if I die on the boat, just push me out to sea until your riptide tears tow me underneath. And if I die on the road, just tell me I came through. You only lie to me about telling the truth, about telling the truth, about telling the truth. You only lie to me about telling the truth. And if I die on your couch, just open up the blind, let my soul go in that dusty sunshine. And if I die on the stage, just tell me I did good. It let me feel so uncomfortably good, uncomfortably good, uncomfortably good. You make me feel so uncomfortably good. If I die in my bed, just tuck me under the sheets after a miracle day. I still got to dream, I still got to dream, I still got to dream after a miracle day. I still got to dream, I still got to dream, I still got to dream. After a miracle day, I still got to dream, I still got to dream, still got to dream. After a miracle day, I still got to dream. After a miracle day, I still got to dream.
That's music from Hank Irwin, and boy, what a beautiful piece of work. From his bio, I left the Merchant Marines in 2014. As I packed my bags, I was overcome with the feeling that I wouldn't be coming back. Mike Ladd actually hooked us up here, and I went to his website. I read that, then I read the rest of the bio, and I just had to have you in studio. How you doing, Hank?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
Your presentation, they're like songs I want to sing.
Oh, please.
And I'm not a singer. they're just so warm and textural and full of life, actually. And it's your life that you're sharing.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, tell us about that life, if you would.
I was born in Newport, Kentucky, grew up there, kind of had my time split between there and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where I stayed with my grandparents a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, that, and then my dad was a truck driver, so I spent a lot of time on the road with him, kind of traveling mainly Midwest was where his routes were.
Sure.
But I'd spend a couple weeks at a time on the road with him.
Okay. I'm from Indiana, so I'm, I'm very appreciative of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. We went to, you know, Gary area, Chicago a lot, Indianapolis.
Yeah, drove through Fort Wayne at least once.
I'm sure. There's so many places I'm not even sure. Uh-huh. You know, people like, you ever been here? And it's like, well, with my dad probably when I was 8 years old and I don't remember.
So, Hank, you found yourself on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share any of that? Just verbally, I know you do it in lyric, but...
Well, the, you know, the growing up in the Upper Peninsula half the time, the ships, the freighters up there are a very popular thing. You know, it's like everybody stops and looks when the big freighters go past. It's a, it's an important... incident. So when I got older, the you know, my curiosity started getting the better of me, like, what's it like to live out there and work, you know, what are those, what is that life like, you know? And I started looking into it, and I found a few people who had done it and, you know, passed along some information to me, like, you know, this is how you, you know, there's a list of companies to check out, and you make really good money. That was what really caught my ear, I think.
Sure.
I said, you make really good money. I was like, what kind of good money? So eventually my, curiosity got the better of me, and I went out for it, and I fell in love with it for a while, and then and did it for about 5 years total, and eventually realized that I couldn't pursue any kind of music career while I was doing that also, because I was just gone all the time, and I had no control of my schedule.
Yeah.
So it became a, you know, what do you want to do more kind of thing, and this was it.
Excellent. Where are you calling home now?
Oh, the van parked outside.
Oh, gotcha. Right. That's
now.
Good enough.
I've been loosely based out of Jerome, Arizona, for the last about 3 years now.
Okay.
But loosely based, yeah. I've been spending so much time on the road that I don't really have my own place anymore.
Right. Hank Erwin with us here in studio at WCUW on the Jukebox of Americana. Very appreciative that you're here. And you're here with a guitar in hand, and if we may, let's hear it.
Sure. Play a new one off the up-and-coming album. So take me down into Tennessee, if the cards say that it ain't meant to be, for the love of God, don't tell me these things. I tried to make it right in all the wrong ways, but look what they've done to you, crow in the rain. So take me down into Tennessee, or let me have a good night's sleep. I'd be just fine if I had a little company. And in the morning I drive so fast, I make the highway hold its breath. I'm gonna die alone, and I think that might be best. Somewhere between the love and the rage, you were all of my bad days. Unique in the things you think, but not the things you say. I wanna drown it all in a bitter sea. I inhale sweet, exhale salty. I wanna feel the wrath of God buried in me. So take me down into Tennessee, oh, let me have a good night's sleep. I'd be just fine if I had a little company. And the mornings ain't so great, would the sun shine anyway when your eyes are burned even after you turned away? Let me down into Tennessee, let me have a good night's sleep. I'd be just fine if I had a little company. In the morning I drive so fast, I make the highway hold its breath. I'm gonna die alone, and I think that might be best. Well, I'ma die alone, and I think it might be best.
Hank Irwin with us here live in studio at WCUW. I will share with folks that you have a Kickstarter campaign going now.
I do, raising money for the new album. Very excited about it. I'm just really excited about this batch of songs and the studio. We have an awesome, famous historic studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where Bob Dylan recorded there.
Yeah.
I got some great players playing on it, including Shauna Tucker, formerly of the Drive-By Truckers, will be playing bass. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, very good.
And trying to raise money to, get it done.
So the last track we played from the previous recordings, mm-hmm. Who's the backing vocals? Beautiful work from a lady.
Yeah,
there.
So there was several on that one. A lot of it was my friend Ben Ballmer. He's a great, great singer-songwriter. He's based out of Austin, Texas, tours a lot, and he's an amazing harmonizer. And also was Grace Park of Grace Roland Park of she's now in a band called The Deer, D-E-E-R. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. They're touring all over the place and playing a lot of festivals and stuff.
Sure.
So I was really lucky to get her to come in on that one. Especially I was just starting out, so it was actually most of The Deer, the band that is now The Deer, is who mm-hmm. backed me up on that album. The drummer, sure. The guitar player was who engineered it, and Grace sang, and
I'm just intrigued by you being on the water. I don't know why, but that just sort of just
well, it's an unusual job, you know. It's it was, in hindsight, you know, something I was, you know, proud to have done for a time in my life. It was it's a strange life, you know, without a doubt, being stuck on a boat for months and months and months at a time.
Right. And you were writing, of course.
Yeah, definitely writing. It was a strange environment for creativity, you know? It's like the job was so busy that you don't have time, you know, and you can't have that absent-mindedness, I almost want to say, that it takes to be creative, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like you had to be very present and pay attention to what you were doing because it was dangerous, very dangerous job. Uh-huh. But, you know, when you got a little downtime, you couldn't help but be inspired by the just beautiful scenery that mm-hmm. was the Great Lakes.
Right. So. There was I was listening, there was, I'm not going to remember this, but perhaps you can pull it out.
Okay.
It was like a blanket, the mist was like a blanket. The ocean mist was like a blanket that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see. We're going into Elizabeth, and those. That's funny. Those specific lyrics were written by Ben Ballmer. That was the one lyrical contribution I had on that album that someone else wrote, and he wrote that. And it's been a while since I played that song now.
Sure.
I can see this mist enclosing soft sprayed tears ocean's clothing.
Oh my God, it just
tides across my chest and fingers, full moon's pool, it always lingers. Yeah, that was, Ben wrote that right off the top of his head too. It was funny, we were sitting down working on that and I had that little melody in my head.
That's
and
Elizabeth.
I was like, I want to sing something to it, but I want some lyrics there, and I didn't know what to come up with, and he just jotted that down. For the most part, I think I made like two or three little like, oh, let's put this here and that there. But that was pretty cool.
That's Elizabeth?
Elizabeth is the name of the song, yeah.
I have it queued right here.
Oh, yeah?
You want to jump to a recording, or you want to?
Sure. Go ahead and play that. I had that requested recently, and I felt bad. It's like, I haven't played it in so long, I don't even know if I remember how to play it all the way
through. You're going to have to remember this one now.
Yeah, there we go.
Hank Irwin.
Your echoing footprints recall me to an old treehouse on a hill. Where what befalls you befalls me, and I awoke to messages of love and a kiss to her sweet Elizabeth. Amazing. The midnight
midnight melted through my fingers and dripped images on the floor. And fate fails where waning ones linger until the melting candle wax bled from naked silhouettes and solidified Elizabeth. It only lasts through the first cards of the game. When it's all on the table, you won't feel the same. But I remember my name, and this is all so many shades of insane. We took hands and danced before sunrise on your wood stolen living. Step and two step and spin counterclockwise in a waking Texas with every step in sync with sweet Elizabeth. It only lasts through the first call of the game. When it's all on the table, you won't feel the same. But I remember my name, and this is all so many shades of insane. Thank you.
That's Hank Irwin from his Million Miles CD. He's live in studio here with us, and that's just a gorgeous song.
Well,
it truly is. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And the folks that are on that track?
That was, Ben Ballmer was backing me up on vocals, and Grace Roland Park, both singing harmonies. That was Dennis Ludeker on fiddle, who was now playing mandolin, actually, with Asleep at the Wheel. All right. And I see him on stage all the time with Willie Nelson. He's doing so well. He's so, so talented.
Now, this is your first release.
Million Miles is, yeah.
And, I just wanted to, I know you have your Kickstarter going, and I just wanted to wrap this in that it's such talent coming forth to support you with your first album.
Sure.
And now you're asking folks to step forward and help you with your next one.
Well, I've come so far since that album, I think, was the big thing. It's like, you know, I recorded that when I was still working on the boats. I literally recorded it when I was on leave, and I never knew. It was just a rush, you know. It was like we ran into the studio. It was like I might have to be called back to work at any time, you know. So we did it during a time when I was pretty sure I had had a window where I wouldn't be bothered, and we lucked out. But, you know, but ever since then, I've been, you know, this has been my full-time job. So I've been, you know, I'm just more experienced now. So I'm more excited about this album, of course, you know. It's like coming into my own more.
Hank Irwin in studio. Will you do another one live for us here?
Sure, sure. Play another off the new one here. Well, I wish I was a steel belt tire rolling around a wheel, never knowing where we're going, just that far from here. Carrying a truck and trailer, all of 16 kids with mom and dad steering. The old wood panel wagon, when the engine finally ceased, and all over the interstate, oil and antifreeze. He turned and turned the key, but the engine only whined, and daddy laughed. Daddy laughed to keep from crying. In 20 years of marriage, the vows didn't feel the same. Well, all he had was work, and all she had was his name. And told him that she loved him, but she couldn't make up her mind. And daddy left to keep from crying. And I feel just like a steel belt tire falling between the lanes. The traffic goes around me, and I'd probably do the same. Wishing I was a newborn child, knowing what I know, when to look away and not see the things I saw. Cold side of the pillow, daddy laid in bed for weeks. Well, I shook that doctor's hand and almost pulled him off his feet. He finally spit it out that he didn't have much time. And Lord, I laughed to keep from crying. Well, I laughed to keep from crying.
That's Hank Irwin here live in studio at WCUW on the Jukebox of Americana. And you can help him get that on vinyl and CD and digital and all those sources. Wait, yeah. What do they do? Where do they go?
At the Kickstarter. So, you know, someone pointed out recently that not everyone knows exactly what a Kickstarter is. It's a way to raise money, and not just through donations, really, you know, it's more through pre-orders of... the new album, either digital download or a physical copy, or t-shirts, or I also have other rewards of live solo recordings. I have one live in Austin, Texas, and then one that's just some like home, like single mic home recordings. It I'll be giving away also because I play a lot of I play a lot of solo shows. So a lot of times I get asked, people are saying, "Do you have any albums, you know, of just you solo?" And it's like, well, no, you know, it's not. I like when I get in the studio, I like to play with a band.
Sure.
But so I thought it would be a nice reward, you know, for the Kickstarter. So, you know, people can buy this stuff.
Good.
To contribute to the new recording.
And that's at HankIrwin.com. They're going to find out about that.
HankIrwinMusic.com. Yeah. And the links
right. Not to be
right
confused with the other Hank Irwin.
That's true. There is another Hank Irwin. There's a
senator.
Yes. From Alabama, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
We'll stay away from that.
Yeah.
Just put music behind your
sure,
name.
Sure, sure.
You'll be in the right place. Well, it's such a joy to have you in studio here, and you're performing tonight in Natick.
Mm-hmm.
And folks can find more information about that, again, at HankIrwin.com.
Music.com. Hankirwin.com. Yeah.
See, I got to do it myself. Yeah.
I got to emphasize the music there. And it's also Irwin with an E. Some people want to spell Irwin starting with an I, but it's E-R-W-I-N.
Very good. Well, I wish you great success, and hopefully we can get another live one. I actually like. Well, you can. We'll go out with a recording. But if would you play another?
Sure, absolutely. I'll play another off the new one here. Good. It's actually the same song that I used a piece of for the Kickstarter video. So, anyway, the song about growing up in Kentucky. First thing that I can recall is running and crying somewhere between true freedom and complete backwardness. Well, I got so stoned I forgot how to breathe, and you grabbed me tight. I said, "Listen real closely," and I lay my back to the ground like it doesn't even matter. And I know I was mad. I know I was mad, but you must have been madder. I could go on. Well, I could go back to Kentucky. I can't make you believe me when I say I love you, darling. I ain't going back to Harlan. And all the words I said to you didn't do what they're meant to. I wanna give up just to prove, cause I don't know how else to. The last thing that I can recall is the wind, the screaming sirens, you walking into the flood till you couldn't walk no farther. And I cried so hard. Oh God, I cried so hard, but I bet you cried harder. Can't make you believe me when I tell you that I love you, darling. I ain't gone back to hell. I ain't gone back to hell. I ain't gone back to Harlan. And I could go on. Well, I could go back to Kentucky. I can't make you believe me when I say I love you, darling. I ain't going back to Harlan.
Hank Irwin live in studio here at WCUW. That was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
There's some roots there. Actually, before you go away, I'd like to hear a little bit about your roots. Where you originate? Why are you here on the planet Earth? How did you make it here?
I made it here, going back. My grandparents on my dad's side. I spent a lot of time with them growing up, so I heard most of the. You know, most of their stories, and it's kind of a fascinating one that, my grandfather came to the States, the United States, when he was 12, he came alone when he was 12 years old.
He was an immigrant.
Yes. As we all were, you know.
Yes.
But,
just two generations back, though, for you.
Yeah, yeah, very, very recent. And he came alone, he was 12 years old, he came on a boat. I believe it was about a month or two after the Titanic sank, so that was probably scary for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
But he came here. I don't know too much about the rest of his life. He met my grandmother in World War II. She was a Red Cross, and I don't know too much about him other than that I believe he had some kind of office job. Mm-hmm. I know he spoke 12 languages or something. And he died when I was very young. My dad was a total accident. They were, my grandfather was 47 mm-hmm. when my dad was born. And my grandmother was about 40. She'd sure. been previously told she couldn't have kids. Mm-hmm. And he was born about 9 months to the date after their wedding. So, it was kind of a big surprise for them.
Sure.
For sure. So, He was a truck driver. Well, he was a mechanic when I was born. He started driving a truck when I was about two, I think. The shop he worked for closed down, and he didn't want to do that anymore. So he went out on the road.
Yeah. And then along came you. And
Along came me. I was the second. I have an older brother. Yeah. He's still in Kentucky mm-hmm. with my five nieces.
Yeah.
And, I came 3 years later. And I was the problem child of the two, of course. You know.
I bet you were. Hank Irwin with us here in studio. HankIrwinMusic.com, where you can help him with his next album. These songs, they gotta get recorded.
Yeah, I would love to record them. I'm excited to record them.
Uh-huh. Just beautiful work.
Thank you so
beautiful
much.
Beautiful presentation.
Thank you.
Great performance. And I look forward to you coming back. You'll be back in the area.
I would love to be back. I've had so much fun here. It's been great. And yeah, I'd love to come back.
Excellent.
Sooner rather than later, hopefully.
Well, count us in for a visit, I hope.
Please.
And when you do, and any assistance we can offer you in that area.
Cool.
Happy to. So we have your Million Miles album right here. What track can we use to go out of this with?
Well, I guess we could do the title track. That's a song about my dad. He jackknifed his truck in Detroit when I was 5 years old, and he ended up fixing that truck and sold it a few years later with over 1 million miles on it. So that was where the title track of that album came from.
Excellent. Once again, thank you, Hank.
Thank you.
Hank Irwin in studio here at WCUW. This is from his Million Miles title track.
It's cold and windy and it's blowing off the river and this here highway is long. It's sold international, Transtar 350, horsepower strong. Down off the St. Clair and right into the city comes that dark white rolling fog. I set my coffee right down on the doghouse. Well, I got a funny feeling something's wrong.
got a double clutch and 13 gears. In sleeper I reside. Got two overhauls and 10 long years before she died. Oh, I got over a million miles on her. Almost feel slippery better. Keep it under 50 and I'm quickly shifting down. Using Jake braking, there ain't nobody to wake him. Not over here in this part of town. But this highway's turning, I'm easy steering. But I just heard that funny sound. That ice is forming, there ain't no stopping. That 45 foot tanker's coming round. Got a double clutch and 13 gears. In a sleeper I reside. Got two overhauls and 10 long years before she died. Oh, I got over a million miles on this ride. Deciding factor four, she swings and hits the tractor and she burns me straight to the ground. Might save a life, might stop this here jackknife and not die here on the edge of Motor Town. Well, there ain't no fooling, can't go to school, not for this kind of move at all. There's a pumping pedal, there's thick black smoke bellow from a big steel smokestack tall. Got a double clutch and 13 gears. In a sleeper I reside. Got two overhauls and 10 long years before she died. I got over a million miles on my ride.
Touch, body and soul. Now I'm ready for Freddy, so let the good times roll.
And the good times start to roll Fridays at 6 a.m. with Lee Morin on Cross Tracks, followed by Troy Tyree, yours truly, with the Jukebox of Americana. We'll see you this Friday.